Now, verse 7, he came and took out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne, and took, as correctly, he hath taken. He moves to the throne through the tribulation. He judges the world in righteousness before he reigns in righteousness. He's no longer the intercessor of the church, for the church is now with him. He's beginning to act as judge, and the movement here is important. Verse 8, and when he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. Now, when he took the book, and that is aorist tense, this is the great movement of all creation, and he takes over now. Notice the worship of the Lamb by the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders. And the harp denotes praise. Now, the elders do not play on the harps, if you notice. That's just a token of praise to God. I'm so glad to find out I'm not going to be an angel, and I'm not going to play on a harp. That just doesn't appeal to me. You may want a harp, and I guess if you want one, they'll get you one in heaven, but I'm thankful I don't have to have one. Now, the 24 elders act as priests. Only the church is a priesthood of believers in heaven. Dr. Carl Armading gives this arresting thought. The prayer of Christ for believers is answered in the elders, that they might know him. Here they are, right in his presence, that they might be with him. They are with him there, that they might behold his glory. Now, the vials full of odors is more accurately bowls full of incense, and that's the prayers of the saints. You see, this just happens to be the church there. They are the priesthood. Now, in verses 9 and 10, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto God a kingdom of priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And probably I should read my translation all the way through. Let me read it. They sing a new song, saying, worthy art thou to take the book, to open the seals of it, for thou wast slain, didst purchase unto God in thy blood men of every tribe, tongue, people, and nation, and madest them unto our God a kingdom and priests. They shall reign on the earth. Now, they indicates that both living creatures and elders sing this song. The angelic hosts join the church here in praise, and they sing. That denotes the continuation of praise. Praise is directed to the Lamb with the book. He's praised now as the Redeemer of man in all ages and races. And this is going to be the first time that I'm going to sing. I've never been able to sing, but I'm going to be in that chorus, friends, going to sing praises unto him. Now, the new song is the song of redemption. The old song is the song of creation. You remember way back in the book of Job that the sons of God, you know, they sang, and they were singing because God was a creator. They didn't know anything really about the love of God then, and now we can sing about it. You know, we have a Savior that loves us, gave himself for us. What a picture we have here. Now, worthy reveals that he now fills the entire horizon of praise and worship. And that's what worship is. It's returning to worth what belongs to him. And he's the only one worthy of praise. They sing of his shed blood in heaven. Down here, many denominational churches are taking the blood from their hymn books. But may I say, in heaven, they're going to put it back in the hymn book. They're going to sing about the blood up there. And I guess maybe that's the reason the Lord's not going to embarrass some of them by taking them into heaven, because they'd have to sing about the blood. Now, the change of pronoun from us to them is important. They are praising the Lamb for those yet to be saved on the earth, the tribulation saints. And a kingdom and priests refer to the tribulation saints. The church will not reign on the earth, but over the earth, and that's important.